First, we'll do a review. We're doing armor. And like I said, going into this year, I want to make sure we did something to understand it. And hopefully we're not taking this as a nursery rhyme or something cute for kids or something that we just make pictures of and realize the significance of how important this is in our walk. We remember in Ephesians 6, where it tells us to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. You have too many people that are looking for too many things today to be strong in. It could be my job, be my money, my medicine, my friends, so on and so forth, but we're not strong in the Lord. And those who think they're strong in the Lord are doing it their way. So they're still not strong in the Lord, if that makes sense. If I took an umbrella and I just carried it under my arm and was wondering why I'm still getting wet, it's because I'm not using it the way I'm supposed to. So in the same way, when it says be strong in the Lord in his mighty power, that should encourage us to go to his word to understand that relationship with him for our protection. And how does he tell us to do it? Well, he says in verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. You understand this? We keep getting beat up by Satan because we're not putting on or defending ourselves the correct way. And he made very clear, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And as I explained last week, you can do all the searching you want in the Bible, and the Bible doesn't really explain those things. He just tells us this: there's a vast amount or variety of spiritual powers out there that are attacking you. And the thing that's attacking you isn't the vehicle that you're using. So it isn't that person at work. It isn't that bad day that you're having. It isn't that situation you're going through. It's the thing that's driving it. And it happens to be the spiritual world. So if I beat up a car that hit me, which sounds foolish because I think the car did it, while it was the person that's driving the car, it's the same way in this. So he's saying, so I'm telling you how to deal with spiritual warfare. And we keep dealing with it emotionally or intellectually, physically. We keep dealing with it wrong and we're just losing. You know what I mean? And so he's now giving us the elements we need. So we started with the belt. And remember, all the elements are the item, which its location and its purpose are significant to us. And then the material is the spiritual part that's used for that article to work the way it's supposed to. So we went over the belt of truth. And the belt, especially the belt back in those days, held everything together. One, it was in your core or your gut, and it was the main thing that was the strong point. If you didn't have that, everything else would fall off, if that makes sense. And we understood that Jesus is truth. Truth is what's needed to connect with God. And this is true truth, not worldly truth. Terrible time and people not accessing the truth. And that's the time we're in today in which we started molding or adding God in our own definition, which is not truth. And this is why people are so confused, because we keep doing things in our own way and we want God to sign off on it. And that's not how it works. Truth is, this is what God says, period. And that's what we have to do. And that's truth. Not having this belt made of this material puts us in the wrong place. And we have to understand that. So that's where we last left off. And now, I'll share my screen. We are on the breastplate. So the breastplate and the material it's made out of is righteousness. Now, of course, the breastplate guards the heart. Your heart is your purpose. If you ever get a chance, go back. I think we did a sermon on the heart. Understanding. When you hear me say the purpose, it's the reason. You do, period. Okay. Your heart. When the Bible refers to the heart, it is your reason. That's why it's saying. Now, I'm going to show you how Satan really messed this up. We're in a realm where most of us think our heart is that feeling you get here. You meet somebody and it's like, oh, my heart skipped the beat, or it hurt my heart. No, that's your desire that's reacting. That's not your heart. And don't make your heart your desire. Two different things. And that's why people, like I said, fall in love, fall out of love, because they allow their heart to be their desire. And that's wrong. OK, your heart is something you have control over, but you better guard it. OK, and we're about to see that. But so it's the breastplate which guards your heart, and it must be made of this element called righteousness. Okay, so first of all, we see our heart must seek God's righteousness, because that's the only true righteousness, talking about truth, remember? Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. If you read all of Matthew 6:33, it gives us the understanding of who our source, who we truly depend on is, okay? And what tends to happen, especially when times get hard, and even last year, when God allowed certain things to happen, it's to make us see who is our source. Some may have lost their jobs, some may have lost money, certain things may have happened, and its purpose is who is our source. Now, you have some that'll go, I'm just going to sit here believing God's going to give me. Is that you doing what he said? No, that's you saying some words. You understand that? You get some people that say some words, and then they get mad when things don't happen. No, he said, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. What does that mean? Seeking is a way of life, is a process that you are now putting emphasis in. Okay, so not just his kingdom is his government, how he does things. And that's what it's like one of the biggest things that make us know is different from the politics we do down here. So we look at his kingdom, how he structures things, and we live in his government. That's why we're strangers and aliens. You understand that? We don't come down here to embrace and be like the politics down here, but that's a whole nother thing. But the righteousness is what is truly right. And remember, none of us is right, so we just do what he says. So we go out of our way to seek that. I was saying to somebody, and I'm going to say it again in an upcoming Order My Steps. If you notice, for school, we'll invest a lot of time. For our jobs, we'll invest a lot of time. Some series on television, we'll invest a lot of time. We invest a lot of time in other things, and we have no problem with it. When it comes to God, now as a pastor, I've heard it many times where people say, maybe you need to shorten this, and maybe if you didn't preach as long, and maybe if it wasn't so much information, and you know, and you see them in church and they're struggling. The only reason why we're struggling is because we don't see it, and that's something we should have control of, as serious as it is. What we should be coming to church with the mindset of, I have to get this. Not, hey God, I'm doing a favor, look, I'm at church. It's no, I have to get this. You don't understand. So that's me seeking, what is this righteousness? We did a whole sermon on righteousness, and you should have come out going, wow, it's much more than I thought. You will understand it. You can't be righteous, you're credited, which we're about to see. Now understand, God knows our hearts. He says in Matthew 23, verse 28, it says, in the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteous. This is where we blow it. Christians love to put on a show, that smile and that nice person. It says, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. You understand? So what you really are, that's what God sees. That's why God knows the heart. You try to give people something else, you're going to be judged on the heart. Okay? And you can go ahead and put on a show or be righteous. And that's why we pursue righteousness instead of trying to put on a show for other people. So if God knows the heart, and that's who I'm living for, my life structure would change. You'd see me going on my way to get and apply what God is saying and not just tell people what they want to hear. Remember, you can fool me all you want. I can say, man, they're the most holy person. If I can't see through your facade or your game that you actually do, but it's only hurting you. Remember, our purpose for each other is so I can see you, so I can help you. And this is why Christians, you have no business condemning. You know, when Christians see another Christian doing wrong, we do that. You know, you shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, rebuking, we have to structure that in a way of how can I help them, not how do I pass judgment. But with that said, our purpose down here is I want you to see my struggle so we can help it, so I can make sure I'm on the right page. Not, I'm going to hide it from you. And then when it's time to answer God, I got no help from it, and it only hurt me. Do you understand this? So my heart, you know what I mean, is that thing that really displays my true purpose. It'll display in how I live and everything, right? And it's what I'm going to be judged on. So how to use the breastplate to guard the heart. It shows us in Philippians 3, 8 through 10. It says, what is more, watch this, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. Now look at what he's saying. Anytime you see consider, remember the verse that says, consider it pure joy. Okay, when you go through trials of any kinds, he's saying it's going to go against what you feel. You're going to have to take charge and tell your body, we're going to feel a certain way, but this is what we're going to be. So when he's saying consider these things a loss, what he's leaning on are things that mean a lot to me. Why? Because if I don't, they'll become or interfere in my purpose. I'll explain it. Let's go through what he's saying here. He's saying, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. It says, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish. There's that consider again, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. Christ, the righteousness that comes from God, is by faith. So what he's showing us here is what we tend to do, and it can come something that we all would say, well, of course, like our children or our spouses, you know what I mean, or our parents. But the problem is, he lets us know. That's why he says, if you love your mother or father more than me, you're not worthy of me. If you love your son or daughter more than me, you're not worthy of me. Because Satan will use them to end up interfering in your purpose. You understand that? And the only way I know that is because my kids are not part of righteousness. My wife is not part of righteousness. So the only way I can love them righteously and help guide them to righteousness is through truth, which is Christ. So that breastplate allows my purpose to love them through righteousness. And if you notice, he ended it with, but that which is through Christ in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. You understand that? So I have to have faith in order to get righteousness, which only comes from God. And then all those other things that are important to me, they just get the effects of God's righteousness. They don't play a part in my purpose, if that makes sense. If Christians were just make God their sole purpose, everything else would fall in place the right way. But unfortunately, we let God be a purpose. So God, you're my purpose and my family. And now God's competing with your family. And usually, if you're being honest, he loses out. Our jobs, our finances, our entertainment, our relationships. There are people who are Christians, man. They meet somebody, man, they'll dump God in a second because that's their purpose. And once again, hurting yourself and that other person, and especially our kids. You want to truly love and protect your child, you need to first love and protect you. I'm sorry, first love and gain protection from God. That's what that breastplate is going to do. You ever been on a plane where they say, please put your mask on first before you put it on your child? Because what good will you be if you're trying to put your child's on and the air pressure and you pass out? Now, both you and your child are in trouble. And that's exactly what happens when we try to love our children through us, when we think we got this, because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know righteousness. So that breastplate is guarding us to where I'm only seeking him. So then when I love my child, I'm loving my child correctly. I'm loving my family and everything that's important to me correctly. And it's not interfering. Okay. The heart is your life. So it must be protected. That's why he says in Proverbs 4, verse 23, he starts off with above all else. He's like, before you do anything, you make sure you guard your heart. Why? For it is the wellspring of life. What does that mean? It's going to determine the everything else. Remember I said it's the why, it's the purpose, it's the reason why you're doing it. And you're going to notice throughout the Bible, it's the purpose. Everything falls into the purpose. If you ever go to Galatians 6, where it tells you a man reaps what he sows, but it goes into it, the man who reaps to please the spirit receives eternal life. The man who reaps to please the flesh receives destruction. So what is his purpose? What is your purpose? Is your purpose to please you, or is your purpose to please God? So it's a purpose. And if you want to know the sole thing of the Bible, what is your purpose? Not what you did. That's why two people can do the same thing and one be wrong and the other be right, because it comes down to purpose. Why did you explain why you did that? And, you know, when people are honest, it's a blessing when people will go, no, I was being selfish. Why? Because it's blessing you to realize I got to put things into perspective. I reacted based on me. Because if you don't get that straight, you'll make up some messed up jive answer, you know, on the stuff of thinking, oh, this is my reason. And it's a wholesome answer. And you're only messing you up on that instead of recognizing, no, I'm not guarding my purpose. So Keith, when you did that, was that purpose for God? If it wasn't, you need to fix it. You understand? That's what he's saying. Guard that heart. Make sure nothing distorts that purpose. Never, ever. And that's what he's pressing, pressing here. So it's something I got to wake up every day and look, was I redirected? Not, well, I was having a hard time, so, or I'm going through something, so. No. Satan wants you to have those excuses. And we have a ton of excuses today. Well, at least I'm not like those other people. No. It should be, wait, I got to protect my heart. And some reason I'm drifting away from God, and this is only destroying me and the people that depend on me. So the ingredients of righteousness, believe it or not, there are ingredients. The Bible shows this. If you look at 1 Thessalonians 5:8, this is, but since we belong to the day, he says, let us be self-control. Watch this. Putting on faith and love as a breastplate and hope of salvation as a helmet. Now, this stayed the same. When we get to hope, you're going to notice salvation is the helmet, right? But the breastplate now is faith and love. Why? Because those two elements put together make true righteousness. So that breastplate is a mixture of faith in God and godly love. I must have those two things. When you live in faith, it's me doing exactly what he says, period. I'm fully trusting him despite anything I want. And love is love. Remember, it's a conditional reaction only on God. I know we like to say unconditional love. That's what God wants us to have. No. Because he tells us not to love the world or anything in the world. So right there, that was a condition. So if I have unconditional love, I don't have godly love. Catch that? But if I have godly love, that means I have agape love, which is conditioned on him. So you put those two things together, that's righteousness. That's why it's credited as righteousness. Remember, Abraham was credited as righteousness because he said, go sacrifice your son. And Abraham said, okay. Why? Because in his faith, he was like, God told me to do it. In his love, he fully followed what God said, fully depended on. Remember, he said, if you love me, you'll do what I command. That's what Abraham, instead of Abraham going, wait a minute, you told me that my, inheritance and my promise, my blessing was going to come through my son. Now you want me to kill my son? I don't understand. No, he didn't do any of that, which we do today. We question God. This is why I always tell you, please, and it's not me telling you, the Bible saying, stop leaning upon your own understanding. You're messing up your own blessing. The question should be, is that what God said? Yeah, got it. That's how it should work. Even though you're going to sit there going, that doesn't make sense. But we walk by faith. Y'all get this. Now, as you grow, you'll notice a lot of those things. Man, you go, I'm glad I didn't question him. I'm just doing what he says. So we see it's made of faith. And this is why we have to know and understand faith, which we're going to go over more when we talk about the shield. And it's made of love. Okay, which is very important as part of the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, so you have to have these ingredients to have this breastplate, which is guarding a very important part, your purpose, which is your heart. Any questions? Amen. All right, God willing, we will aim to do. Started on the feet fitted with readiness of gospel next week. I just want to let everybody know I started putting the Order My Steps audio. So the one from last week is now on YouTube. It takes a little while to get me all this stuff up there. So just give me some time, as when I put by. So on YouTube is just going to be the sermons, which you'll see real time with the PowerPoint. And the Order My Steps will be up there now just with audio. So we'll keep going that. If you have any other ministry requests, let me know. We'll see what we can do to add those on there. Amen.